everywhere. Don't be afraid, don't have no fear. I'm gonna tell the world, make it understand. As long as there'll be music, we'll be coming back again.
Is 99.7 FM Barrieville, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House insists President Trump is okay after being diagnosed with a chronic condition affecting the veins in his legs. The president's doctor says it's a benign and common condition for seniors.
This diagnosis is a progressive one, meaning that there's no curative treatment or intervention, so it certainly can lead to persistent swelling, which can lead to persistent pain and difficulties with mobility. With at the age of 79 can be difficult. At the age of 79, while also being the president, can be a tremendous amount of work.
ABC medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton. The president expected to sign a series of bills related to cryptocurrencies later today. The House passing that bill on Thursday and overnight passing the bill, pulling back $9 billion in federal funding that had already been allocated for international health aid and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The White House and the president asking Attorney General Pam Bondi to release the full grand jury testimony related to the Jeffrey Epstein case. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. The second of two girls who nearly killed a classmate to please the fictional character Slender Man will be released. Waukesha County judge approved a release plan for 22-year-old Morgan Geiser. Then 12-year-old Geiser, along with then 12-year-old Anissa Wire, repeatedly stabbed a classmate in 2014 to please an internet urban legend. Drought conditions the last couple of summers and a wet summer so far this year could be to blame for an uptick in mosquitoes. UW-Madison entomology professor Susan Paskowitz says more rain and higher temperatures extending later into the summer could draw out the mosquito season. And a new exhibit detailing the events of D-Day opens today at the State Veterans Museum in Madison. The exhibit is a traveling piece that'll be staying in Madison through the rest of the year. Museum curators are adding several stories from Wisconsinites who were on the beaches of Normandy. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A great day to be outside today with plenty of sunshine, high temps in the upper 70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing mainly after midnight. Low temps in the mid-60s. A shower or storm hanging around Saturday morning. Highs near 80. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Current temperature is 54.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Nemley. It is 8:04 on a beautiful Friday morning, as you just heard Brandon say. Get out and enjoy the day is what I got out of that. Here is Whitesnake, Here I Go Again on Max FM.
No, I don't know where I'm going, but I sure know where I've been. Hanging on the promises and songs of yesterday. Wasting no more time.
Reedsburg's maximum hits.
99.7 Max FM.
Radio's on and I'm moving around my place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know. Carving you up, all right. You say you gotta stay hungry. Hey, baby, I'm just about starting tonight. I'm dying for some action. I'm sitting around here trying to write this book. I need a little reaction. Come on, baby, give me just one look. You can't start a fire. Sitting around crying over a broken heart. This gun's for hire.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Nemley. It is 8:12 on Friday morning. And we have a little bit of a busy morning ahead of us. We are going to talk about five ways to tell your spouse you don't like what they're wearing without saying those words. And then right around 8:30, we're going to talk about some breaking news with Stephen Colbert being canceled. So we got a busy morning ahead of us, and we're going to get right in those ways to tell your spouse you don't like what they're wearing without saying the words. 44% of Americans are fine with trash-talking a loved one's outfit. But for those of you who actually want a healthy, happy, rewarding marriage, we present the list of five ways to tell your spouse you don't like what they're wearing without saying, I don't like what you're wearing, Emily.
All right, we're going to get into it.
And I don't know what Emily's wearing right now, full disclosure. I just want to make sure I'm the same.
We're
going
to get into it. You know what? I'm always, my clothes are always great. Nobody would say anything like this to me. Even my pajamas are fantastic. But this is what you could say if you were in that position with someone. Quote, if I was as beautiful as you, I wouldn't care about my clothes either. Dun, dun, dun.
That's a death sentence.
Here's another option. I always said I'd love you no matter how you look. Now I know that's officially true. Ooh, that hurts. Do
Boom.
Not say that.
Don't
do
say
not
that.
Say that.
No.
Do not, yeah.
And this
no.
is a list that was provided to Dave and Emily. These do not necessarily represent the opinion of Max FM, Civic Media, or Dave and Emily. Again, we're
no,
talking about
all.
Ways to tell your spouse you don't like what they're wearing without saying these words. I am glad you waited until we connected on a much deeper level than physical attraction to put on that shirt.
Oh, jeez.
I think my
Ouch.
Wife has probably told me that a few times with some of the shirts I have. No, she would just tell me not to wear the shirt. I mean, we're very directly, so.
Yeah, no, this is good. I think you need to be direct with your people because sometimes people just don't know. Like, you see people out and you're like, dang, how come nobody told them to, you know, switch that up? But here's this is great. I always wondered what you would look like as a rapper from the 90s.
Right.
I know you'd be wearing the Forenza sweater, you know? Guess jeans, friends, a sweater. Yes. Here's another one. We are talking about ways to tell your spouse you don't like what they're wearing without saying those words. I have a super small commentary after we're done here. We'll just whip through this. So, quote, I'll never say anything bad about your outfit. It's everyone else on earth where the trouble starts.
Oh, this one's good, too. Again, ways to tell your spouse you don't like what they're wearing without saying those words. And you look like an angel, but remember, they chose to be invisible. Oh, here's another
one. That's messed up.
You should try that in a different size and color and style and brand. Again, we're talking about ways to tell your spouse you don't like what they're wearing without saying those words. And I don't think these are any better, Emily. And what's the last one
no,
on our list?
This one's good, though, because it's like super vague and it's actually just like a nice compliment. I'm so lucky after all these years, you still make me laugh.
Oh, God.
So I'm just saying, I'm going to say to folks out there, especially dudes, just saying, because y'all need to figure out how to be more complimentary on a general level to your partners.
I've got one.
Again, so the first half of a lot of these statements is great.
Well,
if I was as beautiful as you, say something else then.
Right.
Don't say the thing about the clothes. Just say if I was as beautiful as you, I would be having a happy day too or something. You know what I mean? Like just take that. You look like an angel. That's beautiful. Just leave that alone.
Right.
I would never say anything bad about your outfit. Leave that alone. You know,
well,
those are nice.
I've got past experience in this arena. I was just reminded about this. And this is a comment that came out of Dave Grant's mouth. Was that dress a former set of drapes?
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
No, you did not.
I did.
That's some stuff from The Sound of Music, dude. Do not do that. Do not. Okay. I'm all a big fan about the lack of filter. I'm down with that. That's why we're here on the radio for the most part, because it makes us funny and jubilation abound and all of that good stuff. But, oh, apparently he did say that. Actual words from you, because I just got a text from your wife saying that you said that to her. You are lucky we are not in person right now. I am just saying.
I did
boy, oh boy.
Say that. I'm like, as soon as it came out of my mouth, I'm like, I'm in so much trouble. You know, it was one of those moments. Yeah, filter broken, and it just like bloop right out of Dave's mouth. And yes, I did legit say that. And you know, if I had a picture of the dress, we could definitely have maybe put that on the Max FM Facebook page for further.
No,
commentary.
We're not going to do anything like that. We're not going to do that. You know what? I'm just going to throw it right back at you.
Oh,
who says drapes? You know, like
well,
what year are we living in here? 1890? Nobody says drapes. They're curtains.
Well, it was a few years ago. And then, okay, now I'm getting, oh man, it's a good thing I'm in studio today because, and then there's the ever popular.
And then I'm not.
Well, or my wife too, because, and then she says, and then there's the ever popular, there's a reason that was on the clearance rack.
I do have to say, in all of this, how this works, like, we can kindly say to people, like, yo, you should probably change out of that shirt. Like, that doesn't look good. You know, it doesn't mean anything about them. They look good, but sometimes it's just the style or the color or whatever. It just doesn't work right. They got, how did Rob used to say it? Oh, and I'd be like, how does this look? He's like, well, you have better choices in your closet. And I'm like, why don't you just say it doesn't look good? Oh, well, you just have other choices that might look better. You know, I don't know. Like, I mean, they're just trying to softly say, because right. I don't get salty. I want to know the truth, right? I mean,
right.
But you can just say, I don't think so. You don't need to be talking about drapes, Dave.
Yeah, I do.
I'm on Wendy's side with this one, and pretty much always. So just in case you didn't know that,
well,
that's
no,
happening.
I knew that. I mean, it was already a known, but you know, it was just kind of one of those that it just came out of my mouth, and it legit. And Wendy could weigh in on this. I mean, it did legit look like it could have been, you know, that. I mean, I'm just gonna keep digging myself a further hole on this one. No,
yeah, you
matter
might
what.
Like, you're literally digging yourself a bigger hole, and you're on the radio, so you have tons of witnesses being like, Dave, stop, stop with your head, dude. This is not a private conversation.
Oh yeah, everyone's listening. I mean, I never would say those things, but no, I did. I legit said them. I own it, you know. But I've got a different sense of humor, and Wendy and I can be very direct with each other as well with that too. You know, so that is part of it, you know, and it's like, okay, are you sure you really want to wear that? And Wendy's done that to me too. I've got shirts that probably should have been thrown away 10 years ago. And she's like, are you sure you really want to go out in public with that shirt on?
I got a good story about wearing a t-shirt that was not meant for the environment in which that t-shirt should have been worn. From my lovely husband, but I will take that on the side and off the air because it's a little bit, you know, over the line. So that's a separate conversation. But anyways, we're having fun today, this morning. Happy Friday, everybody. We are talking about top five ways to tell your spouse you don't like what they're wearing without saying those words. If you have a good story like Dave's drape stories, please text us in to the Civic Media app or the old-fashioned way. We sure appreciate to hear your guys' stories because we will air it out if you want us to. And anonymous, of course.
Anonymous.
But it's just fun to have a collective, you know, it's good to kind of poke fun at yourself and some of the silly things that you've said or done because we've all done the things. So we all, you know, it. Who cares what you wear? Just enjoy your life and just enjoy
just
your days.
You.
Enjoy 77 degrees on a sunny Friday,
exactly.
Blue skies.
Exactly.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
It is. It's going to be great to be out there. So get out and enjoy it. Normally, you're going to be back with us at 8:30 because we do have some breaking news that we do want to talk about that's been coming out. And we did not get a chance to talk about that first thing this morning. So you're going to be back with us at 8:30 because this is something that came out overnight. And we're going to discuss that in roughly 10 minutes and maybe a few minutes even before that. So we'll see. Roughly in the next 10 minutes, you'll be back with us for that.
Sounds like a plan.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM. Coming up, we're going to have a look at our community calendar that is brought to you by Community First Bank and Billy Idol on Max FM.
If you're looking to buy a home, Community First Bank is making it easier with $545 off the cost of an appraisal through August 31st. Offer applies to closed-end, first mortgage, home purchases only on a primary residence or second home. Credit is applied at closing. Not valid on refis, investment properties, lot land, construction, or home equity loans. See them for details. Apply today.
Community First Bank is first for you. cfbank.com/homeloans. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Enjoy another great night of Whitwind Concerts in the Campground series, this time with the band Michael Perry and the Longbeds. This will be Saturday, July 19th, starting at 6 p.m. Acoustic Country and Americana. The campground opens 2 hours prior to the concert with concessions available, including homemade pies and ice cream. Be sure to bring your own blankets and lawn chairs. This is free to the public. It's the Whitwind Concerts in the Campground series. You can check out all the details at the Whitwind Concerts Facebook page. And Friends of Devil's Lake State Park has teamed with Kingfisher Yoga to offer yoga in the park classes. It's a great opportunity to start the day with a good stretch and a moment of relaxation, centering your mind and body to conquer the day ahead. This free event will be Saturday, July 19th, starting at 9 a.m. and going until 10 a.m. at the South Shore at Devil's Lake. As mentioned, it is a free event, but you do need a park sticker to enter the park. You can learn more about this event and all of the great things going on from the Friends of Devil's Lake by checking out their website, friendsofdevilslake.org. Again, this is Saturday, July 19th, 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. And the Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization will be hosting a pork chop dinner at the Reedsburg Area Historical Society Pioneer Log Village in Reedsburg. This will be on Sunday, July 20th, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. The meal includes 1 pound pork chop, baked potato, baked beans, coleslaw, dinner roll, cookie, milk, or water. $15 for a full meal or $10 for the pork chop only. This is a drive-through event and it's limited to the dinners available. More details can be found at booseniors.org, but this starts at 11 a.m., runs until 2 p.m. Again, Sunday, July 20th. It's the Basco Pork Chop Dinner at the RAHS Pioneer Log Village in Reedsburg.
This is Secret Clinical Dominating Extra Stinky Stress Sweat. And this is regular deodorant. Secret Clinical in a heat wave.
Oh, what a beautiful day.
This is regular deodorant.
Ugh, I can't.
Secret Clinical with workout sweat.
Let's run another marathon.
And regular deodorant.
How much more?
Secret is the goat. Because nothing fights sweat better.
Stay fresher under pressure.
Make time to visit Sandy Shores Tubing this summer for a family fun day. Located in Mauston and just 15 minutes from Wisconsin Dells. Enjoy the calm waters, secluded beaches, and magnificent scenery with a 3-mile self-guided float on the Wisconsin River. Or have fun on the inflatable obstacles course, which includes runways, tunnels, large slides, trampolines, mountain climbing, balance beams, and more. River Tubing and Inflatables Obstacle Course opens 7 days a week. Visit sandyshorestubing.com today to make your reservation.
Last night a little dancer came dancing to my door. Last night a little angel came pumping on my floor. She said, come baby, got a license for love. And if it expires, pray help from above. Because in the midnight hour, she cried love, love, love. With a rebel yell, she cried more, more, more. Wow! In the midnight hour, baby, more, more, more. With a rebel yell, more, 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 more. She don't like slavery, she won't sit and beg. Room when I'm tired and lonely, she sees me to bed. What set you free and brought you to me, babe? What set you free? I need you here. Times for you.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:28 on Friday morning, and overnight we did receive some breaking news that CBS has canceled The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And, you know, this is there's a lot of interesting things happening with this, and I may try to get an audio clip played in here as well if I'm able to do that this morning, but a decade.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, this is something, and it was definitely surprising. A decade ago, one of the top storylines in entertainment was who would replace David Letterman on The Late Show. Now, 10 years later, Stephen Colbert's run, the whole show is being shut down, Emily. That is just mind-boggling. Not only is Stephen Colbert done at the end of the or at the end of next season, the show is being permanently shut down.
Yeah, it's really just, it's shaking me up. It doesn't feel right. It feels weird. It feels like a shock and a surprise, as it is for everyone. But then sometimes you can kind of make sense of things of why, you know, is it a thing with Stephen Colbert? Is it him? Is it, you know, is it a thing with financial? Is it a thing with networks? I mean, it could be all of the things, right? I mean, we know that people take in their entertainment in different ways now. Back in the day, sure, we used to always sit and watch The Late Show, you know, and The Late Late Show. And, you know, David Letterman, as much as he was, let's just call him a guy without a filter, he was entertaining, funny, and very good at his job. So I loved David Letterman.
Me too.
I grew up as a little kid watching Johnny Carson, right? So, like, these were staples of late-night entertainment. It was a way for actors to get themselves out there and be kind of interviewed in quote-unquote real time. You know, it wasn't quite live, but sometimes I think they pre-record some of them, and some of them are live. I'm not sure how they work, but it was an opportunity for show business folks to be able to be in a different environment and show their real personalities, which I thought was great. And the way David Letterman, I didn't watch Stephen Colbert as much, and maybe I'm a great example of why, you know, the audienceship has gone down. But I always watched David Letterman. I absolutely loved him, and I loved how he kind of would keep the guests and the audience on their toes. It was fantastic. And that's a late show formula.
It
right?
was, and that's the thing. And I mean, so last night, Stephen and CBS announced that The Late Show is being canceled following one more season, which will run through next May. After that, Stephen won't be replaced. Now they're ending it all together. And this is something that is interesting because CBS said, we consider Stephen irreplaceable and will retire The Late Show franchise after 33 years. This is purely a financial decision against a challenging backdrop in late night. Is not related in any way to the show's performance, content, or other matters happening at Paramount. So, again, that there was a lawsuit, we know, and so there could be some political reasons. I'm not getting into all the political reasons. I mean, with Paramount and everything else that was going on related to 60 Minutes, we're not going down that rabbit hole. But when Stephen announced the bad news to his audience, they booed, and Stephen responded, yeah, I share your feelings. It's not just the end of our show. It's the end of The Late Show. It's all just going away. So I'm going to see if I can play this clip here. I've got some.
Oh, hey, everybody. We got a great show for you tonight. Senator Adam Schiff was my guest. We harmonized on Seven Bridges Road. What a voice. I cried. But before we start the show, I want to let you know something that I found out just last night. Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May. And yeah, I share your feelings. It's not just the end of our show, but it's the end of The Late Show on CBS. I'm not being replaced. This is all just going away.
And so that was an excerpt from the show last night, Emily. And they're killing the whole franchise, you know, and that's what it comes down to. And they're saying because it's expensive and complicated to produce, and like we're talking, and people don't watch them as much as they did back in the day, especially with young adults. And I think that's probably part of it, is that viewership. You and I were talking about Dave Letterman. We religiously watch that, you know, and I think there's a different viewership these days with younger viewers and stuff. People like you and me, we get up early in the morning, so we don't get to stay up late and watch it either.
Right, right, exactly. And I do miss that stuff. You know, I miss those late shows. You know, I think on a personal note, I just need to switch out my TV access so I can just get onto regular TV again. We just tend to like jump right into streaming stuff when we do get a chance to, you know, kind of relax in front of the TV. It's not TV. We just go right to like, you know, Netflix or whatever. So I think I like watching like actual shows. So that's on me. And maybe that's the problem, right? Maybe there's too many people out there that have their television set up as a smart TV and it's just immediately shuffling them into streaming services, right? But you can stream all the local stuff too, if your TV's set up for that. But I just, you know, here's what I find peculiar about this is a money-making proposition, right? These shows have had, they make money. I believe wholeheartedly that they make more money than they spend. Right? So, like, usually in a situation like this, when an industry finds that because of technology, generational interest, et cetera, when things change, they pivot to find something new in that change, right? They don't just cancel. That's what's so weird about this is that it takes a lot to just say, throw it out the window, it's not working. Like, networks have been pivoting since they started being networks to keep up with what's happening with their viewership. I mean, that's just how it is. Like, so the cancel versus pivot is just bizarre to me. And I, you know, this isn't, you know, we're broadcasters, right? We do the morning show. We're not doing hard-hitting news all the time or whatever. We're here to entertain, and we love that part of our job. But we do, you know, report news, and so does our station. And when things like this, you know, we've seen a lot of changes in the broadcast industry in the last 6 months. And when things like this also are changing, this isn't necessarily broadcast news, but this is definitely entertainment news, and this is definitely real people doing real things. And when that stuff is, you know, blindfolded, if you will, or told to be quiet, that's weird. So it's not sitting well with me. I don't like it.
No, I don't either.
I'll be brutally honest, as Dave says, I don't like it. It makes me feel funny. I don't know. So I'm curious what else is going to come out about this. And my guess is not a lot. And the silence is going to be even weirder. So anyways, catch the late show. No, I think, you know, this is at least going to show me and maybe many other people there to pivot back into watching this stuff, because they need viewership. So let's do it. You know, maybe it'll change something. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see what happens. We'll keep tabs on it. But we did want to pass that breaking news along this morning. So, Emily, you'll be back with me in probably roughly 5 minutes. We'll celebrate some calendar days on a little bit of a lighter note.
Yeah, sounds good.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. We're going to have a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Find the Kubota solutions that are right for your business at Yes Equipment in Madison, or visit online at YesKubota.com.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
The Pack is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers are arriving for the start of training camp beginning next Wednesday. Rookies and the quarterbacks reporting today for physicals and meetings. Yesterday, Jordan Love was in Milwaukee for his youth football camp with 600 kids participating, including more girls this year, catching passes from number 10.
I can't believe that I got to have a catch from him.
Come out here, have some fun with them, teach them some skills, and just have a day where they can be around, you know, NFL player, ask me questions, and hopefully have an impact on their life is awesome.
Jordan Love's Hands of Love Foundation, with programs to find life less stressful and more fun for children.
I mean, there's so many different layers of mental health and just creating awareness for that. But I think having kids come out here and just be around other kids their age and interact with those kids, you know, make friendships. And I think those are the things that are going to carry them on and into the future and hopefully have a positive impact on their mental health.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a 6-game road trip tonight in L.A. against the Dodgers, with sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A great day to be outside today with plenty of sunshine, high temps in the upper 70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing mainly after midnight. Low temps in the mid-60s. A shower or storm hanging around Saturday morning. Highs near 80. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 57.
Connected to our community like no one else. We are your hometown station. 99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
top. The shaky fool is Cadillac. He went cruising down the hill. The wizard was a standing on the radiator grill.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:42 on Friday morning. We are going to mention that we are keeping tabs on the weather for tonight and early tomorrow morning. We could see a possibility of a little bit of a storm activity in the listening area. We will continue to monitor that and provide updates as needed. As a reminder, make sure you have that free Civic Media app installed on your mobile device, ready to go. We break in when the weather breaks out, Emily.
Ooh, that's a good line. Did you just come up with that?
No, that is a Corey Hartman line that he's been using as long as I have known him. And so Corey, it is one of those that it's ingrained in my head. And after doing as much of your weather coverage as we've done in the past couple of weeks, it is definitely in back of mind. And so him and I were talking again yesterday. We thought maybe that we would see severe weather being done because I got some things implemented in our other studio Wednesday, and I don't think that's going to be the case. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. It looks like some heavier rain. And we know in Washira County, that rain already caused some flooding up there that night. And so we'll be keeping tabs on it. It is one of those things that is just, you can never exactly predict what's going to happen. But.
Yeah. So let's say the line. What is the line again? When the weather breaks.
When the weather breaks out, we break in.
I love it. All right. All right. This is good. I think that can be applicable to lots of things in life. So we're going to go ahead and have some fun with that statement. I'm going to put my creative brain on how to use that in some fun ways, maybe at a different time in the morning show that has nothing to do with weather. Who knows?
You never know. Or you go to a Coldplay concert and end up on the Kiss Cam with your coworkers, you know. That one still blows my mind, as I've been talking about. And I've been talking a little bit with our crew about that one back and forth this morning, too. And, wow, yeah, that's a good place to get busted for messing around. But it is July 18th, and we're going to schmoove along to calendar days. And this one, you know, I kind of had to talk about right away because it's National Dapper Your Data Day, celebrated on July 18th. It is a new commemoratorium. It's a national event that event to raise awareness for one of today's most pressing concerns. Data protection and security become increasingly important challenges in the recent years. And so we want to remind everyone on National Dapper Your Data Day to make sure you have your data secure. And the IT guy in me appreciates this one because, you know, it's important, Emily.
Yeah, I was going to bring that one up and say, what does this mean, dapper? Like, I didn't really understand I don't know that terminology, but I mean, in the photo we like to share with you guys sometimes to see, share what we are seeing here. There's a big old, you know, laptop with a big old lock on the screen. And so I kind of put two and two together in my smart Friday morning brain and figured out that dapper probably meant protect in some way. So I do appreciate that.
Protect it. Make sure it's secure. I mean, that is so important. And there's so many things that happen when people click on emails. You know, it's the always the adage of think before you click. If it's too good to be true, they're in a hurry. Say, hurry up and get this done. Say, hit the brakes. That's my tech advice of the morning.
Well, and you can just skip that email because you're already going to click on the text message that... Right. It's coming from the same company that doesn't necessarily bring a virus yet, but it certainly brings a whole litany of other people trying to sell you stuff. So careful with those texts, too, because, man, that was a rabbit hole or a can of worms or whatever that gets opened up. The first person you respond to, next thing you know, there's just, you know, I don't even know where they get the, I don't know. Cell phone numbers used to be protected in a way, but, you know, with the landlines going away and every time you put your phone number into any informational ask or contact information, it's always your cell now. So, I mean, that's how those lists get put out there in the world for those sales folks and people marketing to you. So just be thoughtful, delete that stuff, and move along through your day because you probably don't want to buy it anyway. We got enough stuff. Speaking of stuff that you don't need or that you do need, but it's frustrating to have to deal with all the time, is insurance, because it is Insurance Nerd Day. And I don't really know what that means, but the picture of this guy selling insurance looks like he's back in the 30s or something. He's definitely looking the type. So he's got the tape between the glasses, between the eyes of the glasses and the, you know, and the black rimmed glasses and all that good stuff. So there are people out there that, you know, are doing the good work with insurance. There definitely is some more need in terms of the insurance world for education on what it all means. I'm just going to put an ask out there for anyone listening. If you know people working in the insurance industry, please help us, educate us, because it's very confusing. We need help.
Yeah, exactly.
I never know what's happening. I pay for insurance and then I still pay bills, so I'm confused.
And we thank our insurance agents out there for sure. It is also National Caviar Day today. And I'm going to say right now, I have never eaten caviar, Emily.
I was waiting for that because it was either going to be I've never done it or a hard no. That's what I figured you were going to say. I have eaten caviar, not really necessarily because I chose to order caviar. It just sometimes as a top some other things. Like if you're a sushi eater or whatever, sometimes there'll be caviar on top. Yeah, it's super salty and I like that. But I'm a texture person, so it's a little weird. But you know what? If you spend a lot of time drinking boba tea, you might be into caviar because there's really a lot of similarities between the way that they're shaped, how they feel in your mouth, and how they kind of pop when you bite on them. It's very weird. But on a nicer note, it is World Listening Day.
What?
We are talkers, but we also listen. So we do. It's a skill to develop and keep working on it. Be a good listener. It's great. It feels great to be listened to and heard. And so the other way around, it's good to listen to folks who obviously need to get something off their chest. It's good to be recognized as a good listener. So give it a shot today.
Yes, most definitely. And it's important to be listening. And that's something that I always remind everyone of. It is also National Sour Candy Day today. So for those of you that like that sugary sour candy, today is your day. And they show a bunch of like Sour Patch candy in there and some other types of candy that definitely look sour. And so it may or may not be your thing, but today is the day to celebrate that. It's also Perfect Family Day. It is celebrated, and that's when you have a perfect family and the gratitude for the family you have. As we all know, we may not have perfect families, but we're grateful for the families we have, Emily.
Absolutely. And you know what's, I like, what I like about this is you can choose whether, I mean, nobody has a perfect family, but there's days that are great and it feels great and it feels good and it feels like your family is in tune with each other and vibing and having a great dynamic. Sometimes it creates, you know, creating an intentional moment to spend with your family. Sometimes it happens organically. It just like happens. You're like, oh, this is one of those moments. Remember, this is great. And nobody planned anything. It just is what it is, right? And sometimes you do a little planning. So like, you know, if today might be a day, if you do have some time and people aren't too busy, to just say, hey, let's get together for that meal, or let's get out for a walk, or let's go somewhere that we've been wanting to go and be there together, you know, and just be intentional about trying to get everybody together. Not everybody, but maybe just your smallish family, you know, your immediate. So I like that. I like that. Put that with World Listening Day, you know, those things will go together. I bet you'll have a better day with your family.
I bet
you spend some moments listening and being calm.
Yeah, exactly. And the last one I want to...
some candy.
Yeah, eating sour candy. And last one I do want to mention today, it is National Mandela Day. So he is an iconic figure that triumphed over South Africa's regime. And so he was a human rights lawyer. And so that is, today is a day to celebrate him and everything that he stood for. On July 18th, Emily, this morning has cruised by for us. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, well, we talked about a lot of stuff. We covered a lot of things, and I know you guys love to hear us talk, but you also love the music. So it is More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily, but we sure had a good time talking to you guys today. So thank you, and happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah, happy Friday. You're back with us on Monday for more shenanigans after the weekend, and who knows, we'll maybe hear about some weekend shenanigans as well.
Yeah, why not? Why not? And Dave, be safe out on the roads. Everybody watch yourself on the sidewalks. Dave Grant is back behind the wheel, although he's not driving his race cars. He is just going to be driving a regular car. But still, be safe.
I will be, I promise. I'm being very careful and intentional. So again, thank you to everyone for your well wishes. Appreciate it. And we'll keep you up to date with what's going on. Emily will be back with us Monday morning. I'll be hanging around to 11 to keep the great music flying here on the airwaves today. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Today's big deal of the day, Blue Heron Collective and Healing Center in Reedsburg. Receive the gift of transformative wellness with their exclusive tandem healing sessions packages. Choose from combinations of sound healing with Reiki, breathwork, or massage. Or enjoy a holistic health coaching session with fluid motion or massage. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com right now and purchase a $140 gift certificate for just $70. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
Planning a backyard party? There's one thing you just can't control. The weather. But with DNS Party Tents, you don't have to worry. Rain or shine, they've got you covered. From perfectly sized tents to tables, chairs, lighting, and even dance floors, they've got everything you need to throw the party you imagine. Whether it's a wedding, a birthday, or a graduation party, make sure your guests stay comfortable and your plans stay on track. Call 608-678-0033 for your free quote today. That's 608-678-0033.
Visit the International Crane Foundation in Baraboo, Wisconsin, working to conserve cranes, support communities, and protect habitats. Visit the site to explore the beautiful world of cranes and get to know the 15 unique species, hike the preserve's trails, and learn about the foundation's vital work. The International Crane Foundation is open daily, May 1st through October 31st. Become a member and support this global conservation effort. Visit savingcranes.org for more information.
Come to Konamichi Craft Bar for a fundraiser in support of State Representative Karen DeSanto. Come together at Konamichi Craft Bar, 126 3rd Avenue, downtown Baraboo, Saturday, July 19th from 7 to 9 p.m. Suggested ticket donation is $30 per person, but any amount is welcome and appreciated. Enjoy a nosh table provided by Konamichi Craft Bar and Entertainment. A cash bar is available. Live music is sponsored by the Sauk County Democrats. Purchase tickets at Konamichi or Becca Cates during regular hours.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
music, forget the day, and dream of a girl I used to know. I close my eyes and she slipped away. She slipped
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.